Today, I'm not going to talk about grammar, but I want to introduce you a fun fact about the word anata. If you are learning Japanese, of course you should know the meaning of anata. Anata is one of the personal pronouns, which means you in English. So especially English speakers often use anata, just like they use it in English. But actually, we Japanese hardly ever use anata in the natural conversation. Let's think about this sentence. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? You means anata. So if you simply translate this into Japanese, you would say, anata wa onaka ga suite imasu ka? Anata wa onaka ga suite imasu ka? My radio is focused on grammar, so I don't want to say this is strange, because this is grammatically correct. But in natural conversation, it sounds weird. We don't usually use anata. Here is an interesting fact that I want to tell. Honestly, there is limited situation we use anata. Let me explain three situations that I can think of. First, when a wife talks to her husband, a wife uses anata to refer to her husband. Second, in the job interview, an interviewer uses anata to refer to a candidate. Third, when you want to show your anger to someone. I'll explain each of them. First one, when a wife talks to her husband. In most cases, this situation applies to old generation. For example, anata, kaban wasurete masu yo. You left your bag, you need to take it. Anata, kaban wasurete masu yo. Anata, kyou wa nanji ni kaerimasu ka? What time are you coming home today? Anata, kyou wa nanji ni kaerimasu ka? For me, these sentences sound formal and polite. I would say this is kind of old speech style old generation use from a wife to her husband. And also, I can feel affection from the word anata in this case. Second, in the job interview. For instance, the interviewer says, anata no jikoshoukai wo shite kudasai. Could you please introduce yourself? Jikoshoukai means self-introduction. Anata no jikoshoukai wo shite kudasai. Anata no shibou douki wa nan desu ka? What is your motive for application? Shibou douki means motive for application. Anata no shibou douki wa nan desu ka? Third, when you want to show your anger to someone. This is interesting, right? Let's think about this situation. You are walking in the street and someone stepped on your shoe, but he didn't say anything and he has passed. Then you can follow him and say, anata, watashi no kutsu fumimashita yo ne? You stepped on my shoe, didn't you? Anata, watashi no kutsu fumimashita yo ne? You are using anata to show your anger and wants to complain. One more example. If you are upset with someone and say, anata, nani sama no tsumori? Who do you think you are? Anata, nani sama no tsumori? But I would say tsumori in this case means like pretending. So, nani sama no tsumori is like you are pretending to be a king or what. Maybe like this. But anyway, I hope you got some sense of how we Japanese actually use anata. It could be different than you initially thought. But don't worry, you can definitely use anata just like you use it in English. We Japanese can tell you are non-native Japanese speaker. The common connotation of anata is formality. That's why we don't usually use anata in the natural conversation. Because if I use anata to refer to my friend or family, it feels mental distance. But strangely, when a wife talks to her husband, it feels some affection. That's interesting even for me. As usual, let me wrap up this lesson. In natural conversation, we Japanese hardly ever use anata. So when do we use it? In these situations, we use あなた. First, when a wife talks to her husband, especially among older generations. Second, in the job interview, and interviewers use あなた to refer to a candidate. Third, when you want to show your anger to someone. The common connotation of あなた is formality. Lastly, let me repeat example sentences for use of あなた. First examples. あなた、カバン忘れてますよ。あなた、カバン忘れてますよ。あなた、今日は何時に帰りますか？あなた、今日は何時に帰りますか？ Second examples. あなたの自己紹介をしてください。あなたの自己紹介をしてください。あなたの志望動機は何ですか？あなたの志望動機は何ですか？ Third examples. あなた、私の靴踏みましたよね。あなた、私の靴踏みましたよね。あなた、何様のつもり？あなた、何様のつもり？ How was this lesson? I hope you enjoy the fun fact about あなた. This radio is focused on grammar, but sometimes I want to introduce you fun stuff about Japanese. Thank you for listening and enjoy your study.